This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Tuesday, June 9th. I'm Audrey McCabe. The Montrose County Office of Emergency Management is alerting residents to a wildfire in the area. The Beehive Fire is burning just northeast of Paradox in the west end of Montrose County. As of 4:50 p.m. yesterday, the fire was estimated at 100 acres. Regional Captain Adam Johnson reported yesterday afternoon that four aircraft had been ordered to combat the blaze. Law enforcement referred to the fire as fast-growing. Officials are asking residents not to call 911 regarding the fire. The Montrose County Office of Emergency Management will have regular updates, and you can track the fire on the Watch Duty app. KVNF will keep you informed if the fire continues to spread. Colorado is investing millions more dollars into affordable housing projects across the state, including on the Western Slope. Governor Jared Polis, along with the Colorado Office of Economic Development and Internal Trade and the Colorado Housing and Finance Authority, announced nearly $28.5 million in preliminary Proposition 123 equity funding for four affordable housing developments. Among the recipients is the Riverwalk Affordable Rentals Project in Ouray, which is set to receive $2.4 million. The development will create 13 new apartments, including 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom units for households earning between 80 and 100% of the area's median income. The project will feature all-electric construction and passive solar design. The state says the developments selected for funding met strategic goals that include walkability, energy efficiency, and access to jobs and services. State officials say the investments are intended to expand affordable housing options and help more Coloradans live closer to where they work. Residents in these developments will also be enrolled in the Colorado Renter Rewards Program, which helps renters build savings for future needs, including homeownership. The Uncompahgre Watershed Partnership is hosting a youth art and poetry contest this month. The theme is All of Us Can Help Keep Rivers Clean. Let's Prevent Non-Point Source Pollution. Non-point source pollution, or NSP, is water pollution that does not originate from a single distinct source, such as a pipe, and is an ongoing threat to water quality in the state of Colorado. The art and poetry contest is designed to educate the community about the challenges faced by our waterways and opportunities to reduce the impacts of harmful non-point source pollutants, such as sediment, bacteria, recreation, post-wildfire runoff, and pet waste. Submissions will be accepted through June 24th. You can learn more at uncompahgrewatershed.org. Visitation resumed at nearly all of Colorado's state prisons yesterday after restrictions were imposed over the weekend. The Department of Corrections suspended visits on Sunday after two inmates died and a third was injured at the Bent County Correctional Facility in southeastern Colorado. In a post on the DOC Facebook page, officials said the inmates were involved in an incident Saturday night. The deaths remain under investigation. Visitation has resumed at all state prisons except the Bent facility. And ballots for Colorado's June 30th primary election are being mailed out to voters this week. They'll be sent out through Friday. Voters who belong to a political party will receive only their party's ballot. Unaffiliated voters will receive ballots for both the Democratic and Republican primaries, but they are only allowed to submit one. Ballots submitted by mail should be postmarked at least a week before Election Day. After that, they should be returned using an official drop box. All ballots must be submitted by 7 p.m. on June 30th. KVNF will bring you additional information about the races and Western Slope candidates in the coming weeks. Some of the Colorado River's top officials made a rare public speaking appearance last week, but still seemed far apart on a deal to share water going forward. As Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau, Colorado's top water official pushed back on a plan put forth by Arizona, California, and Nevada.
At a conference in her home state, Colorado's Becky Mitchell said the proposal from her downstream counterparts only deals in two-year increments and sets the states up for more conflict.
I think we're going to struggle. And I have concern with the every two-year renegotiation that we get further entrenched in those legal theories.
Mitchell and her allies in Utah, Wyoming, and New Mexico have not countered with their own proposal. She lamented that negotiators had been called failures. The group has been in talks for more than a year and does not appear close to agreeing on how to manage the water supply for nearly 40 million people. Arizona's top water leader attended the conference but did not speak publicly. Alex Hager, Phoenix.
For over 20 years now, Windwalkers has been providing equine-assisted therapy at its ranch in Carbondale. Participants interact and care for horses, gaining mental and physical skills, according to the nonprofit. Ginger Opp took over as the executive director last fall. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, Aspen Public Radio's Hannah Weaver spoke with Opp in a training arena to discuss how horses can improve our well-being.
So first, can you tell me a bit about Windwalkers, its history, and how it came to be?
So Windwalkers is a therapeutic riding center and offers all kinds of equine-assisted services. And there was a real emphasis on a family approach and really a community-led caring for people coming up to experience just the connection with horses and humans. And that's grown into this beautiful organization.
And how does the kind of therapy that you all do compare to maybe more traditional types of therapy that people might think of, talk therapy, things like that?
Our equine-assisted services really are for the whole person, and they are not something that's offered by a licensed therapist, but they, I would say, fall more in line with some physical therapy and social emotional well-being and wellness. And all of those things are tied to connection with the horses. So there's a really broad way that the equine therapy can meet people where they're at in a variety of ways.
What is it about horses that is so special that allows them to kind of be this conduit for the healing and all the things you mentioned?
Horses are just really amazing creatures. One of the really cool things about them is that they're herd animals, and so they can help regulate your heart rate variability. They also are very responsive in a way that is non-judgmental, but gives you a reflection of how, you know, you're interacting with them. And so it can bring up areas you may want to grow in or ways to build confidence. And I think anybody that's involved with horses has seen these things come up, you know, in terms of what it's like to brush or groom or lead or ride, and the life skills that come along with being around large animals.
How do you both get the word out to people to know that this is an option for them? And how do you also make sure that it's accessible?
Our organization really is only here and able to be doing what we're doing because of generous donors and people that subsidize the costs, because horses are very expensive. And so all of our services are subsidized by donors to become, you know, as affordable as we can make them. And additionally, any riders or participants that need additional scholarshipping, that's always available. So our goal is to serve as many people as we can in the best way we can. And we, you know, to this point have never had to say no to anybody. So that's a really wonderful thing, to provide access to horses for as many people in our community as we can.
How does the work that you do here translate once people leave the ranch and they go out into the world and they're not interacting with horses, presumably, but everyday people like themselves?
So one of the things you notice when you come up here is that there's a stunning view of Mount Sopris. And so you have the whole of the outdoors that feels like you're just immersed in it. But I think as you leave and you know you've connected with people that are caring and horses that are always accepting, and you know you're in a beautiful nature-filled place like this, that when you leave here, you take that with you, right? And so then what I see is that for myself, the rest of my day is just coming from a more grounded place. And I think that's a really beautiful thing.
Well, thank you so much, Ginger, for sitting down with me.
Thanks.
That was Ginger Opp, the executive director of equine therapy nonprofit Windwalkers, speaking with Aspen Public Radio reporter Hannah Weaver. That report was shared with us via Rocky Mountain Community Radio, a network of public media stations in Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, and New Mexico. That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Audrey McCabe.